The Cruise 102.1, your station for the hometown hoops. Mary Lee Shocks training Sue Schrader tonight in the opening round of the Class C Boys District Championship. You know, a lot of people don't follow the girls' games, but we had some exciting girls' games last week, Mary Lee, as you did yourself. Unfortunately, you came up on the short end by 1 point, but that season's just as exciting as this one. But I know a lot of people are tuning in tonight. We're glad. We appreciate it. We hope it's going to be as exciting as the boys are. We are going to be bringing you the game tonight from Cass City High School, where the Ugly Bearcats, who are the hottest team in the area right now, coming in at 16-4 against the Roller Coaster Redhawks. They are coming into tonight's game at 5-7 and 9-11 overall. But we look forward to bringing this to you. We appreciate the sponsors. Mary Lee, why don't you go ahead and read the sponsors real quick that we have, and we'll get that out of the way, and then we'll talk some basketball.
All right, for tonight's game. We're sponsored by Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, Lori Messing, CPA, who calls auto sales of Badak, Narian Rehabilitation, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, Kohler Propane, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Peruski Insurance, agency of Badak, Ugly Motor Service, McVay Insurance, agency of Badak.
And tonight's winner, of course, is looking to move on to advance in the round. It's win or go home. As you say, 32 minutes
right.
of basketball, Mary Lee. I don't know if you're as excited about this as I am, but I can hardly wait for this matchup. They played back on January 5th, and Cass City lost 45-39, but they pushed Ugly for all they were worth.
Cass City lost, yeah.
45-39.
You know, I think when you look at statistically where Ugly is right now, first-year coach, he's got them playing the way they want to be at this time of year. And Cass City has been on such a roller coaster. We've watched them a couple times, and you know, they look like they're good, and then there are times where they just all flat. So hopefully they both want to come out strong. Both coaches know that it's defense and rebounding that's going to make the difference tonight. So
the Bearcats come in on an 8-game winning streak. They have not lost since the big game they had on February 4th, which was the game of the week
yeah.
that you and I had, and along with Dan Morosky. They blew a 13-point halftime lead to Harbor Beach Pirates, losing 55-48, which took them out of the title hunt.
Yeah.
And that changed their whole season from then, because then they went on to beat Brown City twice. They beat Marlette in overtime, 52-48, at Ugly, which was the same, almost the same
right.
results as what they had in reverse. They beat Sandusky 62-52, of course, Mayville 81-36, and a great showing against Badak, 62-53, and then they finished up the other night with CPS, a tough team, 82-66, even though they are in the Class D, they are a good team.
I've seen them a couple times. I think they'd give a lot of Class C teams a run.
And something that we're seeing tonight, and that you're going to see, you know, we talk about the Paul Zwimmers from USA, or from Lakers that's been doing good. We've been talking about Jay Collins, you know, of course Marshall Leiprandt was doing good. But when you see Marshall Leiprandt play tonight, Coach, you are going to be impressed. This young man has turned into a premier post player. He's averaged double digits in every game. And the Bearcats are starting to get the play and leadership they need from Eric Booms tonight and all along. And they're also getting some significant contributions from the guards, which was their problem before
right.
in Harbor Beach. The guards really didn't know what to do and stuff, but now they're starting to look inside. The post players are recognizing when to kick it out, and they're making it tough to cover everyone. The other thing they are doing, the post players for Ugly, is they're controlling the boards, and they're not giving up a lot of second shots. The four games that they did lose this year, they all lost by single-digit losses. So that
yeah.
tells you a lot that very easily one win there, and they could be sharing the Greater Thumb East title or have it outright. But right there, it was a home court advantage for everybody this year. So
and,
just
know,
interesting.
You're right. The guard spot, definitely, if they sharpened what they were doing and the coaches got them creating and making the defense come to them a little bit more, but they're going to have to deal with some pretty darn good guards from Cass City. They're tough Ketter and Barney, and you know they just really know where to go with the ball, and defensively they do a great job. So these guards are going to have to work hard.
Yep, and we've saw Cassidy has some real intense defensive guard play, but we've also seen at the same time we've seen nights where Dunnick and Ketter and Erla just don't seem like they're really playing hard, tough, aggressive basketball. One good thing for coming in for Cassidy, they are coming in tonight. Like I said, they're a roller coaster, like they're from Michigan Adventure Park or something, but they were in contention for 1 week. They were in the contention for the Greater Thumb West, and by the end of that week, they were three games down, and they were playing some sloppy basketball. We saw them here the other night give up a loss to Lakers that easily could have been theirs with just a little bit better play. We really felt that they didn't play up to their potential, and neither did Coach Green when we spoke to him a little bit later. The best thing I can say, they come in 1-3 in their last four games, but out of that, their last game was a loss to Baddock 77-73. But the plus for the game is they've got their four studs that were finally playing good. Alex Varney had 24, Cody Orban had 16, Cameron Duncan had 15, and Justin Ketter had 13. And that's what you want to see from your big guys getting ready for the district. So Coach Green should come in with a lot of positive things. And this game is not a done-so game that Hubley is going to move on to play over in Harbor Beach on Wednesday night. Back in 2008. That's how Ubley come in. Everybody in the town thought, hey, Ubley's going to be fine. They're going to move on, and bam, they lost.
No, you can't come to the pit and expect to have it handed to you. They're really going to have to go out. And that's what the coaches from Ubley have really encouraged is, you know, when we come in here, a couple points here, a couple points there. They emotionally have really worked on the kids this week, saying, look, keep your heads in the game. We need to do fundamental things to get it right.
And right now, the crowd's starting to file in here. We got 13 minutes before tip-off, and we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from some of our great sponsors. We appreciate more Shoreline, some Stellar, some National. Lori Messing, CPA, is who we're going to hear from now. We'll be back right after this break.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230, a great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Member FDIC.
It's tax time.
You know, do-it-yourself filing online sounds easy and simple, but unless you're experienced in accounting, it's easy to guess wrong. That can cut into your refund, and in some cases, it could even trigger an IRS audit. The safe and sure way to get back every penny you're legally entitled to is contact Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. Take advantage of her excellent reputation, years of experience, and knowledge of tax law changes and interpretations to make sure you pay the minimum the law requires according to your circumstances. Book your appointment early. Call Lori Messing at 989-658-8525. 658-8525. That's 658-8525.
We're back here at Kansas City High School, where you're listening to Sue Schrader and Mary Lee Shack on Cruise 102.1. on Cruise 102.1. Hold on.